It seems like every week we're facing a secondary that likes to play a lot of different coverages and like to gamble a lot. And initially what we see on film is that they play a lot of different coverages, so they like to confuse the offense and confuse the receivers and things like that. But we see a lot of big play opportunities just like last week, and we see ourselves getting off to a good start like we did last week, and we should be okay.
Given as much as they love to blitz and all kinds of blitzes, how important are hot reads this week?
Very important. That's one of the things we paid a lot of attention to detail to on this first day, and we understand that they're going to be coming from different areas and things like that, so we got to be keyed in to who Eli names the mic and understand who we're hot off of, who our side adjusters are off of, and we got to be all on the same page this week for sure.
Victor, when you hear Antrell Roll say that this team's going to make the playoffs without a doubt, what do you think?
I agree with him, man. I agree with him. I think the way we played this past Sunday, although we lost, was definitely one of the most exciting ways we've played, most aggressive, and we put it all together on special teams, on defense, and it's just one of those things that I can't see anything going otherwise as far as the way the season's going to shape out. I definitely see us winning these last four and getting into the playoffs.
You think he's trying to fire the team up when he says that?
I think so. Of course. Anytime a guy like that, one of our leaders, one of the guys that we look up to on this team says something like that, and we got to rally behind him, and we got to understand that we are capable of doing that, and we got to believe.
And how good is it to know, despite these last four games, despite what's happened, that everything's really still in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to know. It's great to know that we're not completely out of it. We definitely still have a chance to win this division and head into the playoffs. So we're excited for the opportunity. We're definitely anxious to get out there on Sunday night on the big stage and improve ourselves.
Okay, does it get any better than that, Sunday night, Dallas, and then also you still have the division to win?
Yeah, it gets no bigger than that, man. It's just, it's kind of when you're growing up, when you're little, it's kind of what you dream about, how you want to play. And me coming up as a Cowboy fan, it's even sweeter to go there and try to do it against them.
Did you grow up a Cowboy fan?
Unfortunately, yes.
you're from here.
Yeah, it was my dad's fault. He was one of those crossover guys that liked Dallas and growing up, so I watched them my whole life.
Mm-hmm. A lot of guys in here know that you grew up a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I try to keep it on the hush. Hopefully they forget, but I like to keep that on the quiet end.